position. Shneim Eretz Batalis. Zayim Animus Asiya, Zayim Animus Asiya, Zayim Kulishli, Zayim Kulishli. Zay Yishov Shem Bapach Smachetsky, 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 Zay Yishov Shem Habidach Mezir Chal Varaya Be'edin Shishaloi Ve'enem Anze Lito Vishvo. So Rashi seems to feel a need to speak out over here that if one of them is Mukhzir, the other guy, and the din of Mishnah is only when the Shnei Mukhzakim, but one of them is a Mukhzir, the din is that he gets to keep it. So the Shita is very busy with this Rashi. What's the happening? Well, we know it's dinner, but it's called Raya. It's a big arichas in Rashi to explain to me that if one of them is muhsik, then he gets to keep it. So it means that from Tashbitz, that Rashi doesn't mean that he's muhsik on it totally. It means that one of them is muhsik, and the other one is holding the karkashta, like the fringes. The shtigl muchzik, the Rashi says, shilu hoysa, ein lezeh kach b'yoysa mezeh, shilu hoysa b'yad ech levadoi. The lashon is not so mashma like that. Rashi ech levadoi. It's mashma that he's holding by himself. That if one guy is holding it, but the one guy is like holding on to the fringes, maybe still has some schosnik mashma. No. Lashon Rashi is really not mashma like that. Rashi says, "Echol levadai ilu ha'isa biyad echol levadai habil moysav el raya be'edim shishaloi be'enem nemu lit b'shvur." Shver. Amaisa Rashi says that the habit Rashi is coming to exclude is that we might have thought that the other guy could be moysav b'shvur. Rashi says, right. The focus on Rashi is, the chiddush is not that he gets to keep it. The chiddush is that the other guy can't be moitzi b'shvur. The other guy is a moitzi mechalel ol v'raya, l'hov v'raya be'edim shishalai. Ve'ein nemad zelita b'shvur. He's not nemad to take it with a shvur. So, I heard a pshat that but nemad is a shayla, this shvur, the Mishnah. Right? The Mishnah says, why this funny lashon that the Gemara discusses? But there's a shvur. He's neitel b'shvur. So this shvur is a shvur. Rabban, the Gemara says, "Shloi ekalecha harlo fatecha." The police shachal veiroi. This shvur is a shvur Rabban. It's not shvur that Eisel might mix and say recha. It's a shvur Rabban. But so Shaila, this shvur is it a shvur lahachzik or the shvur lahaitzi? In other words, normally Shvur Deraisa is lahachzik. That's the first mission, the seventh parak in Shvur. It's mission we get there. Kol nishbon shabatayra, nishbon v'loy mishalim. It's a Shvur to pat yourself. Erech comes and says you owe money. You have to swear. You're worried the mitzvahs, so that's him. You'd have to pay. They say no. If you swear, you swear you don't have to pay. You swear in order not to pay. That's what the reason of the Shvur. The whole parak, the seventh parak in Shavuos, are all the Rabbanans is Shavuos HaNoitla. Rabbanan, you can make a Shavuos in order to, you need a Shavuos in order to collect. The Shaila is this Shavuos of Shnayim Ayichzim, is the Shavuos LaHachzik or the Shavuos LaHaitzi? Not so partial. Now, it might depend on what the gather is of the Shnayim Ayichzim, is the Pshakil, each one is holding the whole thing, or so is there? Each one's bets on muhsik and the whole thing. So then the other guy is taking it away from me, or no? Each guy is muhsik in half. So each one getting half is just being machsik what he has. He's not taking from the other guy. But if we, right, be clear, right? Taisa says, if Shem talk about that, they're considered muhsik. Each one's muhsik. Shnei muhsakim. Is each one kilu muksik in the whole thing, or each one's muksik only in half? That might be enough to mean whether the shvur is lahaitzi, or the shvur is just to keep it. Now, if you say that there's a shvul haitzi over here, so it means that that means that betzem, even though each one's holding it, but since the other guy, each one's mostly in the whole thing, so that means each one is being maitzi from the other one, to some extent. Right? Each one is being maitzi, although each one's holding all things, each one's being maitzi from the other one. So it means the chiddush of this mission is that with the shvua, you can be maitzi over here. Right? With this shvua, you can be maitzi. So therefore, Rashi might had a havamina that if with this shvua you could be mighty, so maybe Huadin, when only one of them is muchzik, maybe you would have thought they should be able to be mighty then also. Kamash from Rashi didn't know. Yeah, the problem with Rashi is what's the havamina? Right, problem Rashi is what's the happening? Right, I must call right. What's happening that one of them is holding it, the other guy should be able to take it? The terrors is if we say that the shvul the mishnah is a shvul lahaitzi, the imeshnayim aichzin. There's a musik here that you're being maitzi. So then, the chiddush of this mission is that you could be maitzi with this shvul. So you might have thought that the din is when could you be maitzi? When each one's muchzik, then that they can be maitzi with a shvua. But you might have thought that there's a shvua lahaitzi over here. So you might have thought that even when only one is muchzik, maybe the other guy could swear and be maitzi half. When, as we see in the Mishnah, you could be maitzi with the shvur that the chetzi, and with pachas mechetzi, you could be maitzi that chetzi with the shvur. So you might have thought, even when only one of them is mochzik, you could be maitzi with such a shvur. Kamashma, no. That only what allows you to be maitzi is only because you're also a mochzik. You're also a mochzik. Then you could be maitzi with the shvur. But when the other guys are mochzik, then the maitzi call of Araya. So then you can't swear. It doesn't help to swear. But at least we can, if the shvur is a shvur and Eitlin, then maybe you can understand why there's room that Rashi has to bother Bechlal to speak out that when one of them is a mochzik, the other guy can't be mighty half with the shvur because the shvur could be mighty with the shvur. If the pshat was that the shvur lahachzik, because each one's mochzik in half. And I'm not being mighty, but I'm just swearing shleik alecha hayelcha taikav. So then there's no hapamina that I should be able to swear to take it from you. Because if the shvur is lahachzi, there's no hapamina. But if you tell me there's a shvur lahaitzi, then you can hear maybe a hapamina that chazal masak in the shvur, that you should be mighty with the shvur. So maybe even when only one of them is a mosa. Mashmo, no. One is a mosque, might call a variety. If he's just a mosque, you're not a mosque at all, then you can't be mitzvah. Yeah.
You're saying that
if the only one is a mosque, and still not. In this case, where they're both mosque, so they're born and had a chiddush. So it's no, Avada, Libda Emes, it's not like that. Libda Emes, the only time you can mitzvah is because you're also a mosque, of course.
Right,
but it could be, though, you might have thought to have meaning. If the have meaning.
If I go and say, shirt's mine, then I have to. I could swear and dig it.
Like,
we have a
dinner. Why should
I have?
I said that's. But if Chazal Masaka in this Mishnah, a shvul haitzi, so you might have thought it applies even.
I'm saying we have a
dinner.
Why
should I have? True. That's why Lamaya said leave it at Miss. It's not like that, right? But I mean, you're also being mighty. The Mishnah. If you hold it as a shvul, it's a shvul haitzi. You are being mighty. You hold each one's books and the whole things. You are being mighty. You are being mighty in the Mishnah. So you might have thought that just like in the Mishnah you'd be mighty, still you could be mighty with the Shvur. So you might have thought the Shvur gives you the Nemanis for that. Kamashmo, no. You might have thought that the Shvur is enough of a Raya over here. Kamashmo, no. You might have thought the Shvur is enough of a Raya. Maybe the reason why a Chazal are allowing you to be mighty is because you're swearing. Shua is a riot. You're swearing. It's not Stam. Shua and Bezdin, it's not a serious business, right? So you might as well, the Shua was allowing you to take it. No, it's only because you're also Muslim. At least you can hear, maybe there was Hamid in Rashi. But it's not like that. Shaila is, what cloud was the Hamid in the speaker?
Zerem Kula Shali is a Grashim Gorm Farish Lamai Tani Tarati. Meaning the mission says, Anima Tansiya and Kula Shali, why do you face it? Today you show them Farish Gomor, Shua Zulama. Why Bechal you have to swear? Why can you say Chalik Vanish? Why need a Shua Bechal? Good, then we said, the Gemara says, Shua Ben Rabbanan, Shalei Kalecha Hel Vatayfi. Shalei Bechal Zem Mechetz, and one of the Farish, and I think on Kailish in the Bach Shua, why is it funny Lashin that I don't have less than half? You should swear either Kula Shali, which is his Taina, or you should swear Chetz Shali, which is what he's getting. Why does Lashin end by Pachas Mechetz? Okay. That's the first case. Zayim Kula Shali, Zayim Chetz Shali. Zayim Kula Shali, Shava, Shein Laba Pachas Meshloi Shechalakim. Zayim Chetz Shali, Shava, Shein Laba Pachas Merevia. Zayim Noit Lashloi Shechalakim, Zayim Noit Lareviya. Zayim Chetz Shali, Moiduhu, Shechetz Shechabere. Vein Donen Ella Alchetzia. Hilkoch, Zayim Kula Shali, Yishava, Mishpat Rishon, Ma Shein Don and Olav, Nishbam Shneim, Shein Chalecha, Babachas Mechetzio, Noit Chalecha Mechetzio. In other words, Rashi explains, when one of them is Maida, that the Chetzi belongs to the other guy. So that means the whole discussion, the whole fight is only on Chetzi. So Meila, then we're back to the Nether Eisha, that on the Chetzi, this is the Nechleiku, and the Shvua is Kefide. Just in Teser Rosh, on this case, he says a little different than Rashi. The Rashi says, the discussion is only on half. So Meila, just like in the Reish, when the discussion is on the whole thing, when the discussion is on half, it follows suit. Teser Rosh. Zayim kula shali, zayim chetz shali. Ochi nami ma'iri tafsi b'kakashta, v'achetzi shu moed aloi, choshuk hiu levadi muchzik boi. V'achetzi shein donen olav, choshuk hiu shnei muchzokim boi. V'achetzi shu moed aloi, loi hai tzarech lishav olav. So the Teser Rosh is ma'isif, v'achetzi shu moed aloi, choshuk hiu levadi muchzik boi.
So where Rashi's just said that Stam, there's no din on that, he's moited that, there's no discussion on that on the second half. Teis Rosh says the pshat is, and the chelik that they agree, he adds that the other guy is considered muchzik on that, and the chelik that he's muchzik on that, and the chelik that they're arguing about, the shnei muchzakim by. So l'chayra, the mashmayis of this Teser Rosh is that, because why does he have to add that on the second half that Reuven's Maida, then Shimon is considered Muxim? Why does he need that for? It's not, like Rashi says simply, it's not part of the discussion before. So if it's not part of the discussion, so of course he gets it. Why does the Rosh need they should be Muxim? So Mashmais of the Rosh might be, we might have a problem with this. Mashmais of the Rosh might be that the side of the Din Chalukah, the side of why of the Chalukah is because of their Mochzik. And that will that's see when you get Taisvis, the Shaila, the Din of our Mishnah, we'll kind of talk about that. The chleik of our Mishnah is that Peter is Vaday, is that Peter is Safik? No, the pshat is we don't know what to do. So the safek we say yechlaiku, or no, the pshat is that since each one's mukzik in half, let's say, so but teres bad we say that each one gets half. Is it a negative thing? No, we don't know what to do, so we say yechlaiku, and then we'll have to see. You know, all the cases of Sveik is that there are other possibilities, not Yechlaiku, there's Yehimunach, there's called Kondalam Gavar, that's made all discussion of when, but try to, in the case of a Sofik, you say Yechlaiku. You say Yechlaiku. Or no, but it's a Torah Sofik, you say Yechlaiku. Or no, the Pshat is that the fact that he's Mukhsik, so that makes it that it's in the Torah's Vada. We assume that it's his. We're giving it to him because we think it's his, not because it's misaf, we don't know what to do, so we say achlaiko. That's a big shout. I'll have to see how that works out. His right is, keep that in mind when you see the Rishonim, you know, Tyson discusses the chilkin here, and Babasra, Arba, Kalon Gaber, you have to pick up a little bit on the nuances in the Rishonim, just about the shayla. Knock upon him, so the chayr for the Rosh might be mashma. That the Rosh seems to be saying that the reason why you get it is because you're mukhzik. That's why the Rosh says, because in the Mishnah, we're giving it to, the reason why we're giving it to everyone is because he's mukhzik. And that's why the Rosh says, he doesn't just say, because Rosh doesn't just say that, okay, you know, if it was a chalukim terasafik, so then we say, like Rashi, what are they arguing about? They're arguing about half. Right, the whole machlokes is about half. So what do we say? We don't know what to do, but in what they're arguing, we divide it, right? But the Rosh, that's not enough for the Rosh. The Rosh says no. The pshat is that on this he's a mukhzik, and on this they're both mukhzakim. Because the mashmais is that since they're both mukhzakim, that's why we're giving it to them. We're giving it to them not because we don't know what to do. We're giving it to the one who's a mukhzik on it. So therefore, the Rosh has to explain to me in the case when they're arguing on half. The Rosh has to explain to me that each one is getting what he's getting because he's a mukhzik. That's what the Rosh says. Okay, he's mukhzik on the half, and on the second half they're both mukhzik. Therefore they split it because they're both mukhzik. But in other words, the side of the din chalukah is because they're mochzik, not because we don't know what to do. Because if the pshat is that the whole chalukah is mitari safik, we don't know what to do, so then it's pashit that when they're arguing about half, yeah, so then the whole safik is on half. So on this half they divide it. The other half doesn't come into consideration. B'chal. But the Kuvah Rosh understood that the side of the Mishnah, the side of the Chalukah here, is Pshat is he giving it to the Mukhzik. And it's Chalukah Teres Vadai. We say it's his. So therefore the Rosh has to explain to me that everyone's getting it, everyone's getting what they're getting because they're a Mukhzik, and not just because we don't know what to do. So that's why Rosh has explained to me why each one is a Mukhzik in the part that he's getting.
Maybe.
Rashi says Moksa.
What?
Rashi says Moksa. Where's
Rashi
Moksa? First Rashi. Shnei Mokzakim. The question is though, they're both. The question is the side of the Din Yechluk, is the side of Chalkin because they're Moksa? Or is, we don't know. Rashi is not discussing why it's Yechluk. Rashi tells Metzias they're both Mukhzik. I'm not arguing with Metzias. I'm not saying that they're not both Mukhzik. The question is, what is the reason, what is the side of the Din Chalkin? That's my question.
Again, Zay Shavim Chad Mechatsa, Zay Shavim Chatsa, Yechlaik.
Rashi, Shneim Reichim, Ashmin, and also the Roch Bumanig, Shneim Shav and Liknois, behem ben hefker.
Let me just write it. We'll do that Rashi for now. It's more, it's, you know, more of a single layer of Rachel and Hanan. Maybe how that fits in a bit. So those missions end off. It's man chain moidim, oishiation of aidim, cholkin blishful. Man chain moidim, umara mafarish, bayashmir, and majim, sikhaber, konachaberai, try the shne moidim, they picked up together. And the chat is that it was Mitzia, they picked up together. And they're kind of, they're zaychim, though, they each one. Each one needed them picked up by themselves. Al mai, the din is magbiyam tzir chaver kana chaver. I mail they each picked up together. Now, so the question over here is, what is this din of yeshlan eidim? What's yeshlan eidim? So. Kveger understands Yeshlam Eidim means that each one is Eidim that it's his. Each one is Eidim that it's his. So then he doesn't have to swear. Each one is Eidim that it's his. He doesn't have to swear. So Kveger asks, he doesn't understand. Why do we need to wait? Chayav should be enough. Each one has one aid. Now, if the function of the aidim is to patter him from the shvuah, to allow him to take it without the shvuah. Now, he has a chiyuv shvuah. Elamai, the fact that his aidim on his side, each one is aidim on their side, so that patters them respectively from the shvuah. Dr. Kveger, that the Harez Machlaikis, we'll see later, the Rosh, Shainim, what's if does Eidim Asayaya, could Eidim Asayaya patter from a Shvuah? What does that mean? That Moshe, the din is that Eid Echad is Machayev Shvuah. Then the Shvuah is Eid Echad, Eid Echad is Machayev Shvuah. Question is, what if a guy is Chayev Shvuah? Say, my Shua is my Mitzvah, just for example. Okay, and he has an Eid Echad on his side, that he's Pater. Can Echad Pater Shua? The din is Echad Yumchai Shua, but Echad can Pater Shua. Again, it's a whole big sugya exactly how that works. But there's Shittas Rishayim, the whole. And Eid Echad, Eid Messiah, it's called Eid Messiah, can Pater from Shua. So.
Just like
in Mechayev Shvuah, he calls a pater from a Shvuah. So now, effective Kveger, if you hold the Eidim and say, yeah, pater from a Shvuah, so why in the Mishnah you need Oishiyei Shlem Eidim? Why in Eidim, Eid Echad should be enough? Now, the Kveger's understanding that the function of the Eidim in the Mishnah is the pater from a Shvuah. Because the Mishnah, the Eidim, are supporting, each one has Eidim supporting his side. Each one is Eidim supporting his side. So Mela, he's not the boy Shvuah because the fact that he has Eidim pats himself in the Shvuah.
Why don't we just say the Mishnah is talking about one Eid?
Eidim. It says Eidim.
But there's two people.
Eidim.
How would you say it if each have one Eid? Mishnah, he's talking about two people anyways.
What? Oh, so some guy don't want to say, some want to say, maybe Sharm Mishpat. Someone wants to say that Eidim means one on one.
Yeah.
That's what it means. Huh? That's what, huh?
So?
No, it means they have Eidim. So together they have Eidim. There's two Eidim for them. It's not Mufrach. But Rav Vega, though, here's the hand. Because Kveger asks on the Rosh, because the Rosh, when the Rosh discusses his chiddush that Eidim and Seiyah Patis from a Shvuah, he has a kasha on the Mishnah in Shavuos, It says, "V'miyesh Eidim." Sha'amar lehem aviyim. When one case of the Rishua, it says miyesh Eidim, and he doesn't have to swear. And the Rosh says, "You see, why need Eidim? We could have just said Eid, right?" So he asks on the Rosh, "Why is the Rosh ask from the mission over there?" The Rosh is in Bamatzi, should be asking from our mission that says Miyesh Eidim, and according to if you hold the Eid Masiyah Pat Meshua, why is the Eidim? Look, so it could be what just came out now. Here it says the Machiesh Lahem Eidim, so it's one for each one. So maybe it's not gonna match fair from the Rosh. That's what Craig's problem. Akbar Craig learns. What is the din of the mission telling me? That there are two Eidim. For each one, they're saying that it's his. And he picked it up first. That's what's going on in there. Now, the Rashash is also down this question. He also learns of Kvager that each one brings Aiden that it's his. See, he has a problem with that because he brings down a shach, simpei zayin, that says when there's, when we have tray, that there's each one, the two bali dinim, each one has two Aiden on his side. And so let's say that's in one of them was chayav shvur. Mamish gets it. No, it's again Reuven's chayav shvur the shemit. And both Reuben and Shimon and Eidim support their claim. So Shach says, okay. So the two Eidim against the two Eidim. We knock out the Eidim. And we're left with the Shvuah. So he says, if it's a fact to Rishash, he doesn't understand. Okay, what's Pshat Gemara? What's Pshat Mishnah? He also learns from Kvager that the case is that the two Eidim, each one saying that it's it. Two Eidim saying that it's Reuben, two Eidim saying that it's Shimon. He says, but feed the Shach. In such a case, we have two against two. And one of them has a shvuah about, so what do we say? We say that the Aiden cancel each other out, and we're left with the shvuah. Some case, so how does it pat you from the shvuah?
That case is when the both people have a shvuah, or it's just one Baal Din?
No. One of the Baal Din has a chiyuv shvuah.
So one person swearing, just he swearing.
Right. But the point is, the side is that the Aiden knock each other out.
Right.
They knock each other out, so they also aim to knock each other out, and then they should both have to swear. Because the Shach says in the case where there's a shvuah here, they knock each other out. We're left with a shvuah. They don't help because it's trey. Because Eidim just the one guy the path from a shvuah. But when they both have Eidim, then we don't say that he's part of a shvuah because he has Eidim. So okay, also has Eidim. So Eidim knock each other out, and you're left with the chiyuv shvuah.
On both of them?
No. The case of Shach is when one of them is a chiyuv shvuah, but the Shach is applying to our case. But what did it in the case when they both have a shvuah? The point is. What he wants from the Shach is that we see that even though Aiden kapat the shvuah, but when there's tray, then we don't say that the fact that I have Aiden on my side kapat me from a shvuah, how does Aiden against me? So the Aiden knock each other out, and you left with the shvuah. See, he wants to say, so I'm so tired, that since the whole Yisrael of shvuah is the Kanas Chaman. Gemara says, "Shuas chom that Shimon shug around grabbing each other's objects." Nifum chayv meshvua. He says, "Midlo shiach ki hay shav yoid edim shkarim alzel etik chomim." So quite psian. What the pshat of the Mishnah? The Shash wants to say, "Mekarich this kasha." Shash wants to say that since the shvua over here is the kanas chachamim, so kilu. That when it's tray, right, then it's lashchiach, so mele lo gazru. It's not the mashmaiz of the mission. The mashmaiz of the mission is that if man sheyesh eidim, then the pshat is the eidim is the sibah the pater. According to Roshash, eidim just makes it lashchiach, mele lo titlu chamim. It's a modern pshat in the mission. Oh, the Rishash himself, Rishash at the end, he says that Pshat. Rishash says that Eidim means each one has one.
They cancel each other out?
What?
The one and one cancel each other out, the Eidim? Because in the Skashi, you say that's why it's a one.
So
if they don't cancel each other out.
Well, why not? Why should one not cancel each other out? So the truth of the matter is, Rashash himself is Mesupik. What's the din by Eid Echad? No, even though he said the Shach, we have two against two, we say knock each other out, and there's Shavu remaining. What about one and one? Like in Kreger's case, that's him. So he's Mesupik. Why? Right, so he has a sign to say, which that's Kasha on Kreger, he has a Kasha on Kreger. Just like if the Shach says that it's by Trey or Trey, they knock each other out, right? And you don't say so total Eid Echad also one against one can knock each other out. Fidashah. So Meila, Dino of your Eidim say a path from the Shvua, that's your question. Eidim say a path from the Shvua, but that's only when there's only one. But when it's one against one, just like the Shach says two against two to knock each other out, so one against one will also knock each other out, and you'll be left with the Shvua. That is the mayor of Kveger. Again, Kveger assumed that the reason why you're not swearing is you have to wait. Kveger Kagan, you have one eight eight and say a pattern. Right? Zuck the Rashash. But eight and say a pattern when it's just one. But when it's one against one, just like the Shach says, by two against two, they knock each other out, you left with the Shvua. So two, by one against one. So therefore, he says, okay, his Kash is not fair. I was trying to mention why you potter. There it says you potter because it's like, yeah, according to the Pshat. So that's how he deals with Craig's question. Because that's one connected one. The Maisa, though, the Meiri, the Chayr is a whole different Pshat. Simple Pshat. The Meiri is a different Pshat. The Meiri learns that the two cases in the same is really one case. That's it. There's Man Shein Maidim. Like Yesh Lehem Maid Eidim. Cholkin Bloy Shvua says the Meiri, either they're Maida, they picked it up together, or the Eid, there are Eidim that say they picked it up together. It's one case. Either they're Maida, they picked it up together, or Eidim say they picked it up together. So the Eidim, it's not Pshat that each one has Eidim on his side, and it's Trey or Trey, and we get all complicated with what happens when you have two against two, they knock each other out. The Meiri is very simple. It's not Pshat the Mishnah. The Meiri says, Bizman chain maid, they pick it up together, and the male they both kind it. The male, the maker dinner belongs to both of them. Maker dinner belongs to both of them. Or sheesh aidim. What does it mean sheesh aidim? Yesh aidim, they picked it up together, says the Meiri. The male, if that's the case, then the whole kasha doesn't stop. Because it's not pshat that aidim are being misayehim, the pater from Ashur. The Eidim are saying that it belongs to both of them. The Eidim are saying they picked it up together, and after that, they're lying. But the Eidim said picked up together. The Mela, the Eidim are saying that it belongs to both of them. Just like when their mother belongs to both of them, trying to pick it up together. So Eidim say picked it up together. Fizeh, the whole discussion of why not for two Eidim, not one Eid, the whole discussion doesn't start.
I see that you don't need a Shua.
By Eidim, you don't need a Shvua because we know it belongs to both of them. Just like when they're Maida, they don't need a Shvua because we know it belongs to both of them. We know it belongs to both of them. It's not like there's no suffix here. So it's by two Eidim come and say, two Eidim said they picked up together. It's not four Eidim, it's two Eidim. Two Eidim come and say they picked up together. The din is, with Eidim that it belongs to both of them. There's no need for a Shvua and say Eidim belongs to both of them. What? No, so Rashi says, the Chiddush is, it's a Chiddush that in the Hilchos Kinyan. It's not a Chiddush in Hilchos Tanya V'Nitan, it's a Chiddush in Hilchos Kinyan, that they're kind of. So it's the same Chiddush. For example, we have Eidim, each one claims it's him. But Maisa, we have Eidim that belongs to both of them. So Maisa, Yeah, he asked the Chayyid, there should be a problem that they're saying not like the Eidim,
And they're saying the Eidim are lying. They're saying the Eidim are lying, so how can you use the Eidim? It's not Makash in the Mishnah. Because they're saying, not like the Eidim say, the Eidim say it belongs to both of them. Right? According to what they're saying. The Eidim say it belongs to both of them. They're saying, no, it doesn't belong to both of us. Each one's saying it belongs to him. That means he's being Maida, or he's saying the Eidim are lying. So how can he use the Eidim? According to him, the Eidim are Shakranim. According to him, the Eidim are lying. He says his, and the Eidim say no, it's only half of it is yours. It means according to him, the Eidim are lying. So according to the Apostle Eidim.
So
what?
Yeah.
What
do
you mean?
Let's see what he's got.
No, but how can he, according to him,
he's going to
base. But the Eidim, the he's using the Eidim not to swear, right? He's saying Bezin doesn't care about it. Bezin is saying Bezin, as far as Bezin, they have Eidim and they're giving it to him.
And he brought an Eidim against his claim.
What?
He brought an Eidim against his claim.
I don't know who brought the Eidim here.
I'm saying
but the Eidim come. I don't know if he brought the Eidim or not.
Who cares
if he said it? No, but if he says the Eidim are lying, right? So that means according to him, the Eidim are psulim. So how could he use Eidim psulim?
So what stage does he need to make the shiur? What state? As in when they both pick it up?
What?
They both pick it up when they go to base and make the shiur.
One, when the chiyah shiur is chala, why does that make a difference?
Because if Eidim come, he never gets to the point of shiur. He's not using that as a part of himself.
The din of the echleik, when each one says kulishli, the din is yishava. The din is yishava. Based on the testimony of the last one. Okay, look, guys. Shnayim with the talis. Taisa wants to know why we're starting off like this. Taisa, since at the end of the comment, says, echleik is. And sir, is Nagabal Bayez, the Tani Matzah, the Rehu Shaloi, Bechshalo Rehu Shalal Bayez. And over there, then the Bamakam is all sorts of chalukim over there. Who gets what? When you have a worker, who gets the sawdust, who gets the threads, it's not much the dakistik. Very difficult last moment of Bamakam over there. Not a very dakistik over there. What they're fighting about over there. Kids is over there, talk about chalukah, so talk about chalukah over there also. So why am I worried about? Meaning that if there's a Seder, the halach is that if there's a machloek and then there's a stam, so we say that Rebbe was saisim like the stam, therefore he's passing like the stam, not like the machloek is. But if we say ain't say the Mishnah, so then you don't have a right to Rebbe Saisim after the Machlokes. Why is the price of that? So if you hold that Manama the Kun Nezik is Amchad Masechti, so it's ain't say the Mishnah. The price of his name. If you should Rebbe Loi Hoi Loim Keseder El Kamoi Shaykh Fez Talmidim, Amkash Shechibram Al Say the Chibram. So you want to say it's Masechtis and ain't say the Mishnah. That's just the Gabe Stam Acham Chalikis. Then, Stam Acham Chalikis, Machalikis Acham Stam, if Rebbe, when he learned it the first time, he said it as a Machalikis, and learned the second time, he said it's Stam. Obviously, Rebbe means the Paskin that way. That was totally when he learned it. So we say ain't say the Mishnah, he didn't learn it in order. But when Rebbe was Masadar Mishnayis, then obviously, when you're coming to Masada Mishnayis, it should be Beseder. That's the whole point of being Masada Mishnayis. Everything should be in order. The mail over here, even though Kuna Zig is Lavchad Masechta, that's two different Masechtas, that's no Kaba Mitzir. Still, we have to explain why one Masechta follows the other. Okay. So, Mishnah Mechlaik. Tank of the Chesvis. The Mishnah Mahid Arab, the Amma called Olam Gopa Perchasimat. So there, the Gemara has two cases. One case, Zemeshalavaisai. The argument of field, we say, called Olam Gaba, whoever strong of a Koyach or Berayas, the Rishbam says.
he gets it. Another case of Huarba is a case of this ship that was on the river, and they were arguing about it. Nobody was Musik over there. So there also we say, whoever stronger wins. So the case is, why over here? You know, they also have two people fighting over something. Over there we say, called on Rava. Here you say, Echlaikos. The obvious question, when do we say Echlaikos? When do we say, called on Rava? Ishlem the Taisus. Daich and Shani. The Choshev ki ilu kol echod yesh loy bo vadai hachetzi. The Nan Sahadi, the Maidi Tophis, Haidi Deyu. Taisus says that since Oichs and Shani, the difference is that by Harba no one's a Mochzik, Shankan over here, they're both Mochzik. They're both holding on to it. The Choshev, Kilo Koechad, Yeshel Bevadai Hachetzi. He says, why? The Nan Sahadi, the mighty tough is Haidi Dei. This is the Nan Sahadi that it belongs to both of them. So Meila, that's why we say Echleikum. Shankan over there, there's no reason to say Echleikum. Then we say Kolom. The Mashmais of Taisus is that the Yisoid of the Echleikum is a positive. It's a positive idea. Meaning we would not say Echleikum. It's in the Nuskah we spoke about before. Is it with the Teresophagum, Teres Vadai? It's before Taisus the Chari. It's a Chalukim, Teres Vadai. And the reason why we're saying Echleikum is because it's an Ansati that it belongs to both of them. It's a Mansadi that belongs to both of them. So maybe that's why it's Yechleiku. Now, because this way, the way Taisus says, because if you look at the Rosh and Taisus and Bava Basra, it's mashma different. They also make the chiluk between Oichzin, with the Muchzik and not Muchzik, but they're singing a whole different tune. Because if you look at the Rosh over here, the Rosh says he also asked the Kasha. The Hasam Shiny, Shane Echle Muchzik Bidava Shamar and Allah. Vein bezim mechuyavim limchais lemisha ba likach davar shein on yoyid mshalmihu vomashalayu hilkuch ein roi livsak lehem din chaluka shem nafsi lechem men shalayk din v'yayisi roi loymar kol mishi izgaber tikba yodoy b'koyach b'rayish yiske v'saymuch malzeh shemisha din ima ikarav lahavi rayis. Both Taisus and the Rosh, Taisus and Basra, are machal between Eichzen and not Eichzen. But the Chari, it's a whole different Yisai. Point to Taisus saying on the positive sense, that since Eichzen and Shaini, because the Choshev, Ki'ilu, Kol Echo Geshma, Vadei Chetzi, is an Ansahadi, that each one is an Ansahadi, is a Taisus that might have taught us Haidi Day. And that's why it's Cholkin. The Rosh says that no, Oichzin is a reason why you can't say Kol Dolom Gava. As the way the Rosh is Masbir, that Be'etzin, the Rosh says that when we have a choice, Kol Dolom Gava or Yachleiku, which is a better choice? Taisa said, the Rosh says, if he's saying Chalkin, then it could be you're stealing it from one of them. Right? When you say Yechleiku, it's
possible it belongs to one of them, you're saying chal, you're taking away half. We say kol dalam gava. Kol dalam gava is a grosh, batsim is a better chalukah. Why? A kol dalam gava is a svara that the one who really owns it is going to try harder. So Mele, there's a svara, the logic in saying kol dalam gava that the rightful owner will end up getting it. The rightful owner will end up getting it. There's more of a shash that the din might not be the way it's supposed to be. So that's why over there we say kol dalam gava. So if you could say kol dalam gava, you say kol dalam gava. Mashenkein by shnei merchs metalis there since shnei mukzakim. So Mela, we cannot say kol dalam gava. Because you can't take it away from someone to put it in a situation where he might lose it. So the oichzin is a reason why you can't say kol dalam gava. Not that it's a reason bechiv to say achlaiku. According to Taisvis, oichzin is a reason to say achlaiku. According to the Rosh and Taisus and Babasra, it's a reason why I can't say Achlaiku. And so in Taisus, the Chayetz Mashma, that Taka, that we declare in the beginning is it the Chaluka of Teres Vada, the Chaluka of Teres Safik, right? So Chayetz Taisus Mashma is the Chaluka of Teres Vada. Taisus says, Anan Sahadi, and it belongs to both, and that's why we're saying Achlaiku, because we think it, we're saying it's Anan Sahadi, it belongs to both of them. So then that's a Chayra Chalukim Midin Badi, not Chalukim Midin Safi. And the truth of the matter is, Taka, we're about to have to see, but in the Rajba, there's a Lashon like that, a very strong Lashon. Rajba says, Rajba also discusses the Rishayim's Kasha. Alma Tfisa Mahani, the Gemara says, Anan Sadi, we're going to quote the Gemara. Alma Tfisa Mahani, Ki Ilu Nechlaka, Hilkach Yachlaiku. Here, Lashon the Rajba, made the Lashon the Rajba. Hilkach, Alma, he quotes the same Gemara in Taisko. Tais doesn't say he's quoting Gemara, but he's quoting Gemara. Anan Sadi, my toughest Haidi day, Anan Sadi, my toughest Haidi day. Alma tfisa mani ki'ilu nechlaka. Hilkach yachlaiku. Tfisa mani ki'ilu nechlaka. Meaning, ki'ilu, each one already has half. That's the side of the Nan Sahabi. That we say each one owns half. Two people hold them, we say each one owns half. So, male, hilkach yachlaiku. Hilkach yachlaiku. It's yachlaiku because each one has half. Taisus, though, they really have to. It's really a very, very important discussion, which we have to try to figure out what's going on in Taisus. Taisus is an Ansahadi. And Pashtus, as many Chayim learn, an Ansahadi in Taisus means that it's a raya that it belongs to both of them. Why is there a raya? Who is the raya? This is besides a cloud, which that's in the Gemara, actually that says this nusach, Loshon Rishonim, that as a chazak of kol mashatachas yad adam hare elu shaloi. Cloud, kol mashatachas yad adam hare elu shaloi. Whatever, if a person is holding something, we say it's his. The shaila is, what is the gedder there? What's the pshat there? What's the pshat there? Why do we assume it's his? Because we've already shown him. Because we say, Echzuki inshi began the loy mechaskima. You're not machzik someone as a gazlan. So in other words, and this is not to be confused with Chesed Kashrus. Okay? It's not to be confused with Chesed Kashrus. When I say Chzukin Shebegam Lam Chaskinon, I don't mean because he has Chesed Kashrus. There's a Chazak of Chzukin Shebegam Lam Chaskinon. Why do I say that doesn't mean it's Chesed Kashrus? Because it's Mavur, is a Sukkot, the Gemara above Basra, Alhamdulillah. The Gemara says, Goydrois ain't lem chazak. Animals that wander around, you don't have a chazak. You don't have a chazak. Because if I come over to you and say, that goat that's in your herd is mine, and I have a marikama, I proved that yesterday belonged to me, and now you have it, right? So I can't, so what do you say? What's all right? Right? You say, no, Goydrus ain't lem chazak. Why? So, Mavur Nirshayim, because the sheep, the goats, they wander around. So, therefore, like this. Always we have to ask ourselves a question. So, someone's holding something. Why is he holding it? Why is he holding it? How did it get there by him? El might want to say maybe he went ahead and stuck his hand in the guy's pocket and stole it. No, chzuki inch began below mechaskina. That's the answer to that big question. There's always a question. How do you get it? Right? Yesterday belonged to the other guy and now he has it. How do you get it? El Mai, he took it. Chzuki inch began below mechaskina. So it must be that he bought it. So that's he saw that the ches metalplum. The thing is, you know, the tayin, the tevei is a marikama, but the muksik wins. Why? We don't say that he went ahead and did an overt maisa gazela. He went ahead and stole. Ashenka by gaidras, Rishonim explained. By gaidras, haray, the animals wander around. The animal could have just wandered onto my field on its own. So for me, to take it, I didn't have to go ahead and go sneak in at night into your barn and steal your cow. Maybe your cow was wandering down the street and enjoying my herd. So that's the inside of so. Because every time it's cheskashrus,
then you go
by marakam. Okay. And every time the inside of chukin b'gam b'leim chaskin is cheskashrus, then goyders he's still stealing. Yeah, the goyders was wandering around. But if I'm taking and saying that it's mine, it's still called stealing. Right? Elmai, the side of Zukin Shabgali Lev Chaskina means that we're not ma'asa the guy who's going to go ahead and do a ma'asa b'yadayim. So that's l'chayra. So we're talking about that chazaka, koma shach siyat yad adam re'er shaloi. Yeah? Pshat is, it's a raya that it's his. Okay? He's a chazaka that's a raya. He's not just a mukhzun, he's not just a tafus, maizchal of a raya. It's not just a maizchal of a raya. The yisoid of chazaka, of koma hashnach, as yad od merer shaloi, is more than just, if I'm holding it, you gotta prove that it's yours. We say there's a raya that it's his, because of chazuki and shibigam, and that's why we go Idris. We say, Eilach HaZalka. And that's why it's looking to us also that by Dvarim Shasuyim, Lahashel Lahaskir, you have something that the derech is to rent it or to borrow it. To invite you to Eilach HaZalka. The Tevei could say that he loaned it to you, he rented it to you. Why? Because then again, we have a big question. Why? How did it get to him? So if we have an answer to that question, they rented it or borrowed it, and that's the Tveh is claiming, then the right is not a right. So there's a concept in Chazakas, there's a Cheska's Raya. By Ches Metalplan, is a Raya. There's a Raya. The Raya that it's his. But otherwise, how do you get it? Now, so Pashtis. Now, besides that, Batson, there's also a site of Meshach of a Raya. There are cases where we say, stop, this is din of muchzik. Not when there's a raya, it's din of muchzik. there are cases when misafik we say, I might as well right. Even though we don't have a raya that it's his. L'mashal, the case on Daf Kuf, you're not sure when the baby was born. You're not sure. So there also the Gemara says B'nechz Rishus the man Nagin. Right? The baby was born. You're not sure if it was born before the switch or was born after the switch. Is it the Meichers or is it the Lekechs? Right? And then one asks on Daf Kuf, and why don't we see B'nechz Rishus the man? Kaimi, let's see where it is. So even though over there is no Raya, let's say it happens to be by the Lekeach, right? Or it's by the Meicher. It's a Raya that it is? No. Because we know that the Parah was switched for the Chamar, the Parah gave birth, we're just not sure. We're going to give birth at 11:59, we're going to give birth at 12:01, we don't know. And the switch happened at 12, we don't know when it was born. Right? But there is no Raya, B'chal. And yet the Gemara says, Lechze Mishus the Mankai. So there's a concept in Muchzik where it's not a Raya that it's his. It's just Hamayzchal Baray. We say that we don't know whose it is. Okay, let it stay where it is. Okay? Now, in Taisvis, it's Mashma that Tais is saying you need a non Sahadi. Right? Because if Tais is over here, it has to explain why it's Yachlaiku. Right, if Taisus wants to explain why it's Yachlaiku and not Koldol and Gavar, so Taisus over here has to explain, well, Taisus felt he had to explain why it's Bedavki Yachlaiku. So for that, Taisus could be Taisus need a right. But if it's just Yamasafik, whose it is, we can say Koldol and Gavar. Right? So Taisus needed that we should have a raya that belongs to both of them, and only then could you say achleik instead of called alam gaber. Because batsam you should say called alam gaber. Misafik you should say called alam gaber. And that maybe even if there's just a tafus, still you say called alam gaber. Maybe Taisus. Taisus, as we said before, Taisus needs that it should be yachleik b'teres vada. You know, we need a bechir, the reason why we're not saying called alam gaber. In order to accomplish that, places needed that should be raya, non sahadi, that belongs to both. So that's Taisus. That's what Taisus Chara is saying. There's a non sahadi that Teres Vadai that belongs to both of them, because there's a chazaka, komash tafas yad yarab, reo shaloi, zugin shibnab, lev chaskin, as we say, it belongs to both of them. Two people holding it, as we say, it belongs to both of them. Question is, and this is a very, very big question. We'll leave with this question. Taisus goes into Taisus. What is Taisus going on and explained by Manashlishi? Taisus became Manashlishi. The Madam, the Gemara, the Tablas. The Gemara on the Gimel is the Madam, Gemara is the Kasha. Why the Manashlishi is it's Yaimunach? Right, one was Machki 200, one was Machki 100. So we say, each one gets a mana, and the mana in question, Yei Munach. The Gemara asks, why do you say Achleiku? So, Taisus is bothered. The Shitasa, the only time you say Achleiku is when it's Eichzin. Achar over there, it's not Eichzin. That's his kasha. The answer is, Choshev huu shenikah teifis mecheska shneem ki'ilu heim ha'atzim mugzakim ba'i. So that's also considered aichzim. Well, that's also considered as if they're both holding it. Even though neither of them are holding it, Teretz is, but since the Shomer is holding it, it's considered that consider that they're both holding. Because the Shomer is holding it for them. Kilo Hematsu Mugzakim. Now, that itself is really a question. Well, what's the story? What is a pshat daisis? Why is it Gilush name of a maisel? Very good, has a kasha daisis. Have a kasha daisis. This is that what? Shomer is holding both of them. Hashanifka taifis becheska shneim. Kilu heim atzim uzakim. L'chayra. L'chayra is holding it for the rightful owner. He's not holding for both of them. Not holding for both of them, he's holding it for the one who it is, just doesn't know who it is. That's not Makash and Tais. What does that say? He's holding for both of them. He's holding for the one who's the owner. He's not sure. So over here, to answer this question, he'll say one or two things. Someone that's sitting around, I think, later says that holy for both, because since the law is that we're not sure, since we're not sure who's the owner, so the only way that Nifka could do anything with this is if there's a consensus between them, what do with it? They both tell them together, okay, you know, to do this with it. So Mela, then he can listen to them. Otherwise, he can't. So since he needs both of their permission, do anything with it, so it's keilu, it's the joint effort of them, which is going to dictate what to do with this object, each one himself not. So maybe that's why it's keilu, he's subject to them. Therefore, it's keilu, he's watching both of them. Because only them together can tell him what to do. Lashon of Rush, not so much like that. Especially the rush. The other Mishnah was that since it was Nifka together, so upon the other possibility is that the style of him talks about that. I think it's Mudug Mono Shana Khan, which we should, that the sense that since it was, the Gemara says in the Mafia, that it was given to them, it was given to them simultaneously, two of them gave it together. So since they gave it together, that's why he's considered shomer to both of them. It was given together. So that would be another svara. Okay, the Lashon Tais of Abbas really like that. Kiva the Mekayach Shneim Nifkad. Yeah? Kivan de mekayach shnehem nifkad. So he doesn't say like the Ran that because only them together could tell you what to do. Mekayach shnehem nifkad. He's talking about it was nifkad mekayach shnehem. So that's the stipler. I don't think he's on the Taisis, but Taisis is a mashma that the reason why it's considered shnehem uchzakim boy was nifkad mekayach shnehem. I'll call upon him.
Only one of them gave 200.
Yes, but it was given together. And since it was given together, it's a package deal.
It has no shaykhs.
What?
It has no shaykhs until the guy gave 100, though.
But
he had nothing to do with it.
But he's a shaymer of both of them together.
You should both make them, give them together. You should have both of them together. So, Akapanim, it's late, so you have to think about, does this stem with the Hagdara that we were saying before in Taisa and then on Saturday?